Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Two for Tuesday continues. Glenn picked Johnny Cash. That's Sunday morning coming down. And all righty then. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6. This morning, the Oscar nominations will be announced at 7:18 a.m. our time. They'll be streamed live at Oscars.org, and I think some of the news channels are actually going to carry it. But the Oscar nominations are coming out later on this morning, too. So that's another big thing happening today. All right. Esmeralda is here in the studio. Esmeralda, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Your voice is all trained. Did you have some hot tea and honey?
Yeah, I've been drinking hot tea all day.
Hot tea all day.
And voice exercises.
And you were doing your vocal
with my cat. My trainer.
Oh, that's right. Smokey is your trainer.
Right. She's my vocal coach.
That's right. Okay. Well, we'll see what. Oh, look! It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, he made it.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for unretiring again for the I believe the 612th time.
Of course. Anthony Anderson says hello, by the way.
Anthony Anderson. What is he? What game show does he host?
To Tell the Truth.
He does?
Yeah, the new version just debuted about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Well, I need to watch it.
Yeah. ABC. Okay.
Are you giving him tips?
We took lie detector tests.
Oh, that's
together.
Right.
We tried the whole thimble thing. Have you guys heard about not thimble, thumbtack? Have you heard about that? That's the easiest way to beat a lie detector test if you put a thumbtack under your big toe, next to your Vicks Vapor Rub.
Skip, Skipley.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay, Skip. You find it necessary to beat lie detector tests?
I saw it in a movie. What do you want me to do?
All right.
I'm retired. What else I got to do than test things I see in movies?
He's flying around with Anthony Anderson. Yeah, now that's part of that whole block that they're doing on ABC, right?
Right. Strahan and Baldwin.
And all those guys. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, Skip Skipley's here, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for another edition of the board game radio version of the VH1 game of the pop-up video game video game. Do we have the... That's it. Pop-up video. All right. And I hope Dave Ennett and his feline army are ready for a little bit later on when you see...
Well, yeah, they can sense it.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like an earthquake.
I'm up first.
They go to higher ground.
Yeah, they come to the tower.
That's right. They climb all the way over the outside of the tower.
Yep.
All right. All right. Are we ready?
Yes, we shall. We shall lead with you, Mr. Gilio. Please sing any line from Lionel Richie's Hello.
Was that random, Skip?
It was random.
Okay. Picture me harassing a blind woman who's on the other line.
Remember,
of the...
don't speak too much about things.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. I'm gonna go run a mile. Hello? All right.
Impressive.
Thank you.
Wow.
This video, by the way, is
why
just...
you hesitated as if you haven't sung that like in the past week.
I sing it every other.
I know
show.
That's why I was like, "All right, come on, you know the words."
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What's next?
Hey, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What's special about the woman in this video?
She's blind.
That is correct.
I save. I can't. I'm not gonna because I give stuff away and I can't do it. Yes, she is, and she enjoys being harassed in the middle of the night by Lionel. All right,
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Lionel helped quote unquote put out the torch by singing at the closing ceremonies for the 1984 Olympics in what city?
L.A.
That is correct.
It was really funny. I worked at McDonald's at that time,
mm-hmm.
in 84 during the 84 Olympics. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the so you guys were young. The Soviet Union boycotted that Olympics.
Oh, okay.
So the McDonald's campaign that they had was that they would give away free food for every gold medal.
Oh boy!
That the USA won.
Uh huh.
We gave away. I can't even tell you the amount of food that we gave away. Like at one point, we had a table full of people who just came in, and when they left their styrofoam Big Mac packages empty, like a stack. It was like a wall. It was a wall, like a giant wall of.
How rude! Yeah. To
but it was so funny. I'm sure the guys at corporate were like, "Who the hell thought this was a good idea?" After after the Soviet Union they boycott, so the USA won like 9 million gold medals.
They had faith.
Hilarious. We were just laughing because we were just working there, man. We're getting paid one way or the other. We're just, here's your free fish fillet. Enjoy it.
I remember we had a similar situation here at the radio station. I've heard this from Dan.
We
used to have the back-to-back jacks contest at WGN Radio. And then one year there was like 7 back-to-back jacks and like the winner won $1,000.
Yeah.
And at one of the producers' day in the sky boxes, Steve Buckman, Steve Cochran's old producer, said, "Well, there goes the Christmas party."
Oh, no.
I just keep waiting for Panarin to get on a run and get like a hat trick 5 nights in a row. See where that goes. It's going to put a bread company out of business. Okay, it's Skip. We're back.
Yes.
Yeah, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, in Hebrew, shalom means hello, goodbye, and what else? In Hebrew, shalom.
Not multiple choice.
Not multiple
Thank you.
Choice. That is incorrect. It means peace.
Oh. Huh. All right.
We are on the extra credit.
Oh, okay, extra credit. Here we go. Extra credit.
Mr. DiGiulio.
What, where?
In Judith Rosner's novel, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, what was the occupation of the female character? Not multiple choice, sorry. In Judith Rosner's novel, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, what is the occupation of the female character?
Teacher.
That is correct.
I only know that because they made a movie out of it.
Of course.
Because Diane Keaton was in the movie, yeah.
This is multiple choice, Esmeralda.
Oh, sure.
On Little House on the Prairie, mm-hmm. which actor played Mary Ingalls' husband? Was it Dean Butler, Steve Tracy, Linwood Boomer, Eddie Westerman? On Little House on the Prairie, which actor played Mary Ingalls' husband?
Oh, her husband. Darn it.
Dean Butler, Steve Tracy, Linwood Boomer, Eddie Westerman.
The Boomer guy.
That is correct.
Oh, that's an awful name.
I think the only reason that name struck a bell with me, one, it's his name is Linwood Boomer.
Right.
Two, I think he was on Battle of the Network Stars. I think he was one of the.
Well, of course he was. It was around
it was
the
70s,
time of that,
man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. What does that have to do with Linwood Boomer?
Linwood Boomer. What is
the Little House on the Prairie?
Was there a blind person on?
There was a blind person on that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mr. DiGiulio.
What, where?
Multiple choice. What is the name of the biological means by which fireflies advertise their dangerous nature to predators? Wow. Okay. A posmatic mechanism, a glow rotura, a lumen display, or predatory evasion? What is name of the biological means by which a firefly advertises their dangerous nature to predators? A posmatic mechanism, a glow rotura, a lumen display, or predatory evasion?
I'm going to go a glow rotura.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
A posmatic mechanism.
Oh, sure.
Wait, fireflies like the kind
like
that...
lightning bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that have to do? First of all, what does it have to do with the video?
It did nothing to do with the video. He put the torch out at the Olympics.
Oh,
so
I see.
It's fire.
Since when are fireflies dangerous?
They're not, but that's how they get predators to stay away.
Oh, they're
by using
dumb
that.
Yeah. Predators.
So it's like if a lion sees a firefly,
oh, man.
They go, "I'm not going to mess with that thing." He's doing the
posmatic
mechanism. clearly.
Wow.
All right. Is that the last?
No, we got one more. Why don't we squeeze it in?
Okay, all right. This is
another multiple choice here, Esmeralda. Which is not an integral part of a traditional Passover Seder? A, wine. B, lamb shank. C, roasted egg. D, matzo ball soup, which is not an integral part of a traditional Passover Seder. A, wine. B, lamb shank. C, roasted egg. D, matzo ball soup.
I'm going with egg.
That is incorrect. Matzo ball soup.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. Where's Roger? God, he's always telling me these things. Yeah. I'm never paying attention.
You got to pay attention to Roger Badish. He'll let you know that my favorite movie is Steel Magnolias. Okay, at the end of round one, it's 3-2 me.
I will let you down.
Yeah.
I will make
welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell coming up at 5. Glenn requested as the second part of his two for Johnny Cash Hurt, and I love that version of that song, and that whole album is great. But the song is now forever. Every time I hear this song, I picture Guy Fieri eating. Every time. Have you seen this video?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely one of my favorite things ever that's ever been put on the internet. Is to that song just Guy Fieri stuffing his fat, tattooed garbage can fried tips face. It's fantastic if you've not seen it. Dan, you've seen it, right? Skip. Yes. Hi, Skip.
Hey, hello.
Hi, Skip.
Dan's not here.
Dan's outside.
He's screaming yes from the hallway.
Oh, he's screaming yes from the hallway. Okay. Hey, well, he came back. It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back from your retirement.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, Dave Ennett and his army of feline psychic cats.
They sense something.
They sense something
their
is happening.
Their ears are tingling.
And the alley cats around the neighborhood here downtown sense there's tingling happening right now in the air. Because Esmeralda is about to sing. So, Skip, what are they?
She will be singing Janet Jackson's Together Again.
Oh.
I have no idea what this song is.
No, I know it. I just don't know it. Know it.
I have no idea what this song is.
Together Again.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Do we know? What album is it from?
I think Velvet Rope.
Oh, okay.
Or the one after that. Every step you take. Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, I think that's a first.
That's the first time we've ever.
I don't remember. Together. I just remember, yeah.
That's.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you a word.
Oh, the
it.
Poor cats didn't get I to know. Hear a performance this
it
morning.
They tingled and then they went. Ooh.
They went, oh.
It's gone.
It's gone. Oh, all right.
Well, this will be interesting.
We're gonna do real well on this card, Esmeralda. Exactly.
No, I know it. I just can't. I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea what this song is. I have no idea.
I can hear the music, but.
Then shall we skip the next question, which is this video set on what continent?
I can just guess, right?
Go ahead.
Set on what continent?
Yes.
Africa?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. All right.
All right. Esmeralda.
What's going on, Skip? You seem to be struggling.
This card this morning.
All right.
It's having an aphomatic mechanism on me.
Oh.
Esmeralda, what quote-unquote princess was Janet's sister-in-law for a short time?
Oh, Lisa Presley?
That is correct.
What?
Because her dad's.
He's the king of rock and roll.
Oh.
So she would be the princess.
She's married to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay. I forgot about that. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
What, Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What murdered rapper was Janet together with in 1993's Poetic Justice?
Oh, Tupac.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Multiple choice.
Multiple choice. And
multiple
are we on there?
On the first extra credit question.
All right.
Esmeralda, how many permanent teeth do humans have? A, 20, B, 32, C, 30, D, 36.
20.
That is incorrect.
Mm.
32.
There's 32 in here?
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah. All right, what?
Start counting.
You're just going to count your teeth now?
I'm just like, really?
All right.
That's a lot of teeth.
Yeah. Well, there's Donny Osmond has more.
Right. I just thought they'd be they're just larger.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yes.
What group had the 1983 hit Africa?
Toto.
Come on.
That is correct. In addition to naming his daughter Lisa Marie, Elvis named which of the following Lisa Marie? A, his plane. B, his race car. C, his yacht. D, his favorite karate move.
I'll go with yacht.
That is incorrect.
It's the plane.
Who doesn't name their yacht a lady name?
You know, you can see the Lisa Marie at I've been on the Lisa Marie at Graceland.
456.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, God. All right, what's next?
Which of the following wasn't a member of the Brat Pack?
Which of the following wasn't?
Was not.
A member of the Brat Pack.
A, Molly Ringwald. B, Andrew McCarthy. C, Judd Nelson. Or D, Tom Cruise.
What? I mean, come on. Tom Cruise.
That is correct.
Yes. All right. Is that it?
That was that card.
Okay.
Thankfully, it's over.
Thankfully, it is over. I'm up 7-3. So, what happened? Oh, okay. There you go. All right. I think, let's see. Let's find out what's happening with Steve in the opening bell here. Steve, hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I thought today's rendition by you of Hello was the best yet, by
Thank
the way.
You. Thank
very
you.
Nice, very nice. Coming up, we have some breaking news in the business world to tell you about. There's been a big ruling by the British Supreme Court about Brexit. We'll tell you what's going on over there, how it might affect the country's exit from the European Union. Also, if you're tired of news on Earth, we're going to take you into outer space this morning with a little bit of a new book called Incredible Stories from Space. We'll talk to the author next in the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. So are we done?
Do we want to? We've got about 2 minutes, so we can
do it. Let's do a lightning
wood round.
Yeah. You know okay. what? Let Esmeralda go first so she can sing a song. For the cats.
All right. Well, the next random one. Big country in a big country. Are you familiar with that song, Esmeralda?
In a big country, dreams stay with you like a lover's voice from the mountainside. Something all right.
Stay alive.
Oh, stay alive.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
In a big country.
Way to save the game show this week. Yeah. Bravo. Nick, what small country did this band hail from?
What
small country does the band hail from?
Aren't they the Scottish?
They are Scottish. Yeah. Yes, Scotland. Right. Esmeralda, the song's guitars are made to sound like what instrument associated with Scotland?
Bagpipes.
That is correct.
All right.
The band is riding what type of recreational motor vehicle banned in the United States in 1988?
What?
The band is riding what type of vehicle that was banned in the United States in
1988? It's in the snow, I think. I don't know. Snowmobile.
An ATV three-wheeler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
There you go. There Esmeralda, what big U.S. state motto is Big Sky Country? What state's motto is Big
Montana.
Sky? That is correct.
Oh.
Wow. All right, perform this, Mr. DiGilio. Mike Myers' slogan for all things Scottish skit on Saturday Night Live.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
That is correct.
Wow.
Oh, my God. How about this? You. Esmeralda, please perform this. Imitate the sound of bagpipes.
What? That hurt my head.
The cats are getting an extra treat this morning.
Oh, my God.
Is that it?
One more. What did Taxi's Bobby Wheeler do besides driving a cab?
Act.
That is correct.
All right. I beat you 10-5, but it was worth it because of the bagpipes. All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Maybe we can do some more bagpiping. All right. News is next.